This fall, Tropical Storm Zeta quickly sped up to a Category 2 hurricane before making landfall in Cocodrie. It decimated the fishing island of Grand Isle, destroying its legendary sand beaches. Now the state has spent millions to rebuild the beach and protect the island, but it's far from a long-term solution to saving a disappearing coast. Tegan Wendland reports.
As Hurricane Zeta sped towards Grand Isle on a Wednesday at the end of October, Denise Aleman and her husband hunkered down and hoped for the best.
As the storm came through, we were grateful that it was a quick-moving storm because it blew really hard for about 2.5 hours, and unfortunately it did cause a lot of damage.
Because Zeta sped up fast, by the time they were ready to evacuate, the highway was covered with water and they had no choice but to stay.
There was a lot of trash. There were a lot of power poles down. There were boats on the road. So it was a mess. But we've seen it before. We're pretty familiar with that.
When they finally left their house on the east side of the island to take stock of the damage, they went to the west end and saw that the whole beach was gone, washed away into the Gulf of Mexico. No sand left, leaving no protection.
The waves is unbelievable.
David Comaradel has been mayor since the 90s. He rode the storm out, too. And this isn't his first rodeo. The barrier island is on the front line of storms and sea level rise. Tidal flooding is increasing. Most of the homes are raised up on stilts. Back in the early 2000s, Mayor Comaradel was eating some fried chicken at the Conoco gas station, and he looked down at how the napkins wrapped around the chicken and thought, huh.
So my idea was to come in and put a black fabric, make a burrito, and put it in front of a building, in front of these houses.
A burrito levee. The Army Corps installed a giant fabric tube stuffed with clay, which doesn't erode as easily as sand. Sure enough, it worked. It was the only thing left protecting the island after Zeta. Now the state has cobbled together more than $7 million to rebuild the beach, because after all, there's no Grand Isle without a beach. Mayor Comaradel walks up to the top of the levee and looks down on the sandy beach, a mile long and 760,000 cubic yards worth of sand.
It's to a point where you can't give up. You just got to keep on fighting.
In this case, the fight was with the Army Corps of Engineers. Comaradel had appealed to the agency to fix the beach, but federal bureaucracy can be slow. After months, all the Corps was able to complete was 5 rock jetties. Important, but not very useful without sand. So the engineers with the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority came in, hired a contractor, and dredged sand from the Gulf to rebuild the beach within a month. Engineer Rudy Simino led the project.
This is an island. It needs a beach. That's always going to be the case.
The beach protects the island, and the beach, inevitably, will wash away. He says this project will last about 10 years before needing to be replenished again.
We need to make sure we keep what we have here. We can't let this beach get back to the condition that it was in about a month ago. Otherwise, the Gulf of Mexico is right up on the levee again.
Simino says it's going to take recurring investments, a fund, to protect Grand Isle. At this point, no such thing exists. Repairs are made on a piecemeal basis. After every storm, every disaster declaration, funds are cobbled together again to make repairs. Mayor Comaradel says that just isn't going to cut it.
You know, as long as there's one grain of sand on this beach to put the American flag, I'm honored to tell you that we ain't going nowhere.
An Army Corps spokesman says the state and the federal government agree. It's going to take a lot of money to continue to protect Grand Isle. The storms will continue. The beach will wash away again. But as long as the island holds a nostalgic allure for people like Mayor Comaradel, people will keep rebuilding again and again. In Grand Isle, I'm Tegan Wendland.